grace from the God of grace and mercy from God. I shall read from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. It's 10th chapter. Or 11th chapter. And when it came to pass, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. And now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples. And he said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Amen. This familiar word of the scriptures, we would like to pause for a moment, that the Heavenly Father would give that word of which is the milk, which we have heard so many times at these services. Brother after another have not risen to this place, to the open Bible, to explain the Word of God. I believe so, in the same way as I too, so tempted and tried as a doubting child of God, when several months ago, when a brother asked me to perform this duty, already then I had doubts. But during this spring, and in the beginning of this summer, I have many times been able to rejoice over this, that I have been able to come to the hearing of God's word. And I have been able to see one another face to face, the hearers of the word. We here at these Lopi summer services, there have been many. It has been good for us to acknowledge again many people have wanted to come to these summer services to hear the word of God, to meet others, relatives, friends, and friends in faith. In this scripture portion, Jesus gives his own advice to his children, saying what they must do. And we know that Jesus had promised his disciples to so preciously, to speak to them what they must do, when they go there. To perform there where he has sent them, to do the work of the kingdom. And they preached openly the word of God. And they said that the spirits were given unto them. And when they came from their mission, then Jesus said to them that do not rejoice over that, but rejoice rather over this, that your names are written in the book of life in heaven. What does it mean to you and me, to the people of God of today and in our lives? Does it not mean exactly this, like we have heard here at these services during these days, that the kingdom of God is like the children? Childlike is the kingdom of God. The little children believe without doubting. How do you and I, travelers on this way to heaven, we often doubt. We think about this scripture portion, how it came so powerfully to my mind, and it had not passed away from there. That John the Baptist, who was the clearer of the road, Jesus himself went ahead, but John went ahead of Christ and preached the sermon of repentance. And we remember how so many people believed the sermon of John the Baptist, and they were baptized. And John the Baptist, who so boldly, thinking of his own or thinking of our own lives, when we remember what is the most important thing of life, John too felt it was important, and he admonished the king, and the king's wife punished him by putting him in prison. And he sent then his disciples, as in our text. And John the Baptist sends this message to be asked of Jesus, art thou he who was to come, or do we need to wait for another? We can be as if amazed by this, that like John the Baptist, who was able to be baptized by John the Baptist, and the Holy Spirit was then as if testifying with this, that he is here. Even though John was himself in very heavy doubts, and it is related here that it was not the first greetings from Jesus, but Jesus sends the message and greetings to John the Baptist in prison, that say unto John, what ye see and hear. When we, a couple thousand years later, we look at these matters, we believe by faith that this is all true and it has happened. It is not typical of now, today, that people would trust in the Word of God. But it is so that we should go again and again to services to hear and believe that gospel which God is to send from heaven to his poor servants. We are only intermediaries, mediators, and we are promised by God that he will fill our mouths with goodness. Here to these services have come many people. Here the Bible relates of John the Baptist a little bit. The Bible speaks of this. Did you expect to see a man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in king's houses. And what ye went out to see? But John the Baptist was a very close person to this earthly calling. And he ate grasshoppers and wild honey. And God called such a man to speak of this most important matter. Oh, how preciously our hearts rejoice over this today, that to these services have come so many people. But at the same time comes to our mind this, that the enemy of souls, what kind of people we are from our own part, he too has come to these services to do this work that man cannot freely believe. The enemy of souls in so many ways wants to entice us. Above all, you young ones, he wants to show you that you will lose something. But the enemy of souls has always been a liar, and he has never changed his habits. We remember from 50 years ago, after confirmation, or after summer services, I went to confirmation. I too went as a very timid boy. It was at Reykjavik, a 2-week school. I have precious memories of that, of 50 years ago. And furthermore, these same confirmation students are at these services, having preserved faith and pure conscience. But on their part, the enemy of the souls has been so powerful doing such work, they have not been able to travel as children of God. We are joyous over this, that you have come to these services. You are so very welcome from the heart. May the Heavenly Father do this work in your hearts. Perform his work, that you, together with me, you listeners, we would always examine our direction. Are we on the footsteps of the lambs. Furthermore, where we have gone and done our work, this work of God, the Holy Scriptures, it has not changed in any way over the years. It is furthermore exactly the same. People would be on their own part doing this as if a servant. No, we would not do this. We cannot think in this millennium the same as a couple thousand years ago what happened. But where do we see this love of God? Do we not see it here, where the Lord Jesus sends his greetings? Later, what the Savior has done in his time here on earth. We have heard the word come to our ears, whether we're in this big tent or outside in the field or in the lodging places, here at these places, we hear this precious saving gospel, which the living Lord Jesus sacrificed on the middle cross of Golgotha have done. We can, by grace, today believe, especially today, that when you hear this speech today, do not hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, but believe instead this gospel, the forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name and blood. The enemy of souls has done such amazing things and has said, even through the internet, saying that if you do not follow everything on the internet, you will not be on up to date. It is not important for us to be up to date, but most important is this, that we are believing that your and my sins are forgiven and our names are written in the book of life in heaven. Then the atoning blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sins. And these greetings have then been brought to John the Baptist. And we remember this. And there in the prison dungeon, there were precious services. And certainly, John the Baptist realized that his duty was to work. And even though he suffered and his life was even taken, he was executed. But what happened? His soul was taken to await that resurrection morning that we, all of the saints, are awaiting, that we believe that simple gospel, which has been marked in the scriptures. And the blind shall receive their sight, and the lame shall walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed, and the scriptures relate of me clearly that the gospel is preached to the poor. And what is that gospel? That gospel is all of this which includes the Word of God and what is explained of the Word. But above this is the forgiveness of sins and receiving it. Today, at these services, you here at these services, in your position, receive the forgiveness of sins. Whether you be here at the service site or at your devices, listening devices, believe all of your sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious atoning blood, the God of heaven knows. He knows us all. Oh, how precious. How precious it is written in the Holy Scriptures, in these of this importance, how precious it is in our lives. The Bible does not lie. It relates of this. Not even a hair can fall from our head without God knowing. And at least in my heart, this has happened. But I, myself, can be believing. We know what we are like. The Heavenly Father cares for you and I. I, like you, have done these kinds of plans. Not all of them have happened. But the Heavenly Father knows what is for you and I. Let us be content therewith. God's kingdom is being found in this way. So often we speak of Zechariah. How we remember how he was a very rich man and how he had gained his riches by wrongdoing. He had no peace of conscience. The Bible does not relate of what Zacchaeus knew of Jesus, but God gives this idea to climb up in the sycamore tree so he could look down from there to see when Jesus passes by. I shall watch him from here. And he had distress over his sins. And what happened? Jesus, who came, he did not go past Zacchaeus, but he saw that he was here. He was in the tree, and Jesus was under the tree. He sees above him there is a man. He sees a man that is looking or seeking God. And Jesus says to Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for now there is a rush. Today I want to be with you in your house. What does this mean? It means such a simple thing that Zacchaeus received the grace of repentance. He was able to personally experience what he had experienced in his life. We pray, even at these services, many people furthermore relate or would experience this same joy which they have perhaps, or they have lost here present of the 80,000 here. Everyone has been born into this earth as a child of God. The people of this world do not believe it. But this is what the Bible relates of this. This work of Jesus is so complete that this child is a child of God already in this time. But the enemy of souls, he is very mean, angry at believers. And so it is for some reason, for the reason of sin, have gone away and departed from God's kingdom. They have always found some excuse and come to this time as false gods, and through many enticements, persuading children of God away from this kingdom of God. Beloved children of God, dear brothers and sisters, today, you who have suffered and painfully experienced today, do not fall away from this kingdom, for we do not know when will we ever find our way home. Ask of the kingdom of God that you would lead unto me a believing person who would preach the forgiveness of all sins to me in Jesus' name and blood, unto peace, joy, and freedom. Today, with this general gospel, you too can believe your unbelief and all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And what will happen? If you go and with the power of God have strength to attach yourself to this gospel and what it promises, it promises that you can, together with me, go with this kingdom to travel this way of life. We have no rules that you must do this and this, but God, through His Holy Spirit, reveals to you the way of heaven. And when the Lord Jesus is in your hearts through the Holy Spirit, then it will lead you onto the footsteps of repentance, and you will be able to rejoice over this, that you have found the house of God. We also heard in the Sunday school of this, how the blind shall receive their sight. And why did it happen so? Why did the disciples do these marvelous works? Jesus too said that for this reason, that people would see God's great works. We children of God are in the midst of these temporal trials. We are like small torches. It is good for us that from around us goes this smell of the stable where Jesus, as a small child, was born. Many people dwell here in many trials and many sorrowful sins. And whoever has a bright, glorious future, we are striving for heaven, our glory. It doesn't matter whatever. What is the most important for you? It is perishing. It is most important that you have living faith in your heart. And that is why in this speech, I want to enticingly entice you who have come to these summer services that you would seek the peace of conscience, but your sins are burning on your conscience. Do not harden your heart. Believe here and now all of your sins forgiven in Jesus' holy name and blood. Why now in this way? For we do not know if God will give us, you or I, tomorrow. But this is important for us to acknowledge how important it is, how serious it is when children are taken, and we shall once pass from here. This flame of life, it comes here, and it is according to God's will. It is important for us that we have the Word of God. It is important for us to strive as children of God. And our last verse says, "Blessed is he who shall not be offended in me." And more familiar, the Bible relates of this, that blessed is he who is not offended in me. What does it mean? Doesn't it mean this, that even though this endeavor so often feels difficult, we want to endeavor as a child of God, we want to confess this faith, it does not mean today that today before us is a child of God who is a bold confessor of faith. But even this turn of service was serious, or scared, made me frightened. Can I believe today and now all of my wrong watchings and failings, sins forgiven? In Jesus' name and blood, they bless him. I want to believe together with the children of God. And why? For this reason, that I want to once make it to heaven. Today, we want to get to heaven. This is our goal. And this is what we strive for in this time. And for this reason, you can believe even now all of your sins and your doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and holy precious blood unto peace, joy, and freedom. In Jesus' name and blood, he blesses one who raises their hand. All sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. It is a precious matter that we can, as children of God, dwell here in this kingdom. We know that around us are those people who are searching for the peace of conscience. Once we shall go, we want to abide by this as God has given. May God bless us. Bless the preached word according to this text. In Jesus' name, amen.